Barra here. Thanks for downloading another Dead Set Legends podcast with Angela Sun.
This week we caught up with Peter Sumich and Matt Prittis to discuss the games coming up for Frio and West Coast this weekend. And we spoke to boxing champion Danny Green about his part in the Stop the Violence campaign.
And we had a great chat to Caitlin Bassett for National Netball Day, supporting all the local netball players around WA. The mighty West Coast Eagles up against the Sydney Swans. And incredibly, the Eagles haven't beaten Sydney in 8 years, Skeet.
2007, so just after that premiership, it's been a drought since then.
Well, let's go to the top of the tree here. The reigning Brownlow medalist, I love saying that because he's one of the best blokes in footy and he just so deserves to be the reigning Brownlow medalist. Matt Prittis joins on the line. Prittis, how are you, buddy?
good morning, guys. I think it was round three. Oh, it was round one and it was only my third game of footy since last time we beat him. So it's been a long time.
That is a long time.
Yeah, can we ask why? Why do you think that is?
I think, they've just been a fantastic side for so long. I think they've been top four for the last 4 years. They're a side that you love watching. They're just so combative, strong in the contest, and they get it done when it counts, and they've been so good in September.
Hey, now, Peter, I've got to throw this one to you. I was listening to Ange earlier doing the preview to the show with our friends Courtney and Ola.
Oh, you're not going to bring that up.
And
oh, no.
I heard her say that her nickname as a child, and it haunts her. What was it? Go and tell Prittis.
It was a paddle pop lion, which I'm guessing you've had before too, Prittis.
Yeah, you just got to roll with the punches sometimes.
You do, don't you?
And she's trying to offload it onto you, I think, because she didn't. It really hurt you. How could you be the paddle pop lion?
I know, because I've got big hair. So people always used to call me the paddle pop lion anyway. That was my nickname at school.
Fair enough. We digress. Now, Matthew. Lots of people now talking about the West Coast Eagles being contenders this year for the premiership, but that's before we saw Hawthorn last night. I hope you didn't watch that last night and think, oh, no, that's what we have to beat to go to number one this year.
We had a gala auction last night, but I was lucky enough to watch a bit when I got home, and it was an amazing performance. I think they're setting the benchmark at the moment, and everyone's chasing them. So for us, we're lucky enough. We're in a position now where we get to control our own destiny. We just got to keep winning, I suppose. We placed the Hawks in a couple of weeks. Obviously, Sydney tomorrow, another great side, and Frio also coming up. So we'll get a good and clear direct idea of where we're at once we play those sides.
Now, do you think that you guys are going to make it through to a grand final?
That's so far away.
The paddle pot line has spoken.
No, seriously. I mean, is it in your thoughts or is it too far away at this stage?
Yeah, it really is too far away. We at the start of the year, we just wanted to improve and make sure we improve as a side, and individually we keep progressing, and we've been able to do that so far. But like you're saying, we'll reset our goals, but we've still got a lot of footy in front of us.
I saw Gaffey on the footy show on what's the weekend footy show, the game day on a Sunday, and he got caught out a bit there. He said, yeah, we can win the flag, and then everyone made it into a big story, and so I suppose Gaffey will be keeping his head down for a while, will he, Prittis?
Yeah, it's everyone is different in the thoughts they go through, but really it has to be a one week at a time. Yeah,
exactly.
It's such an even competition. You can see how quick your form can fall away. So we've got to stay hungry and keep doing what we're doing.
Speaking of form, Nat Fyfe, raging Brownlow medal favourite, but your year has been outstanding, Matty, and would you say that up to this point you've had as good a year as 2014? Can you compare the two?
It's hard to say. I think when your team's performing like we are at the moment, it's a lot easier to play your footy. We're enjoying our footy. We're playing on instinct. And I'm just really enjoying the footy, playing my role. And that's as simple as it is. So, I couldn't be happier with the way the team's performing at the moment.
Mate, hate to embarrass you, but you're one of the best blokes in footy. So thanks for joining us on the Dead Set Legends. You should get a Brownlow medal for that, another one. So
thank you so much, guys.
G'day, Summa.
G'day, Barra. Mark. And Angela. Look, Macy and McKenzie are playing netball today, but I'm unfortunately in Melbourne, of course. But good luck to them.
Are they good?
I'll give them a plug, Barra.
Yeah. Are they good? Good goal shooters like you were, buddy.
No, they actually both play in defence, which is bizarre. But that's all right.
No left foot hook.
I
there.
I wouldn't know how to defend if my life depended on it.
Sim, it's great to speak to you. You're in Melbourne, of course. Big game today at the MCG against Richmond. I was staggered. I was on the footy fix with Skeet last night and TAB odds came up. And Richmond are actually favourites. Is that hard to get your head around, Suma? You're the top team and they're fifth?
Yeah, look, I suppose, but they're probably the, you know, with Hawthorn, the form team of the competition with wins and losses of late. So probably that's the reason why Barron, the punters, always normally get it right. But when it's still fairly close, I think it's an even money bet when you look at it.
Peter, I know you're a very honest man. Nat Fyfe, been a bit sore this week. Will he play this afternoon?
Yeah, look, it's a little bit bizarre where all that's come from. You know, we know he got a corky, I think, a few weeks back. But other than that, he's been fine. He finished off training on Thursday and, look, he's right to go.
Now, tell us about Hayden Ballantyne. It looks like he's out for the rest of the home and away season. How's he going? Yeah. He's had surgery, has he, on his pectoral muscle?
Yes, he has. And I've spoken to Bellas a couple of times, and he's up and about at this stage.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Hopefully he'll be running soon and then have a mini pre-season and see where it takes him from there. But we'll just wait and see. It was a big injury, but it was one that's fixed pretty quick, and hopefully at the right end of the season he can get up and going again.
And, Sum, what about the Hawks last night? I presume you cast an eye over that a little bit. They were awesome, weren't they? It's a bit of a worry at the moment. Are they peaking too early, though, maybe?
Yeah, that's an interesting one, Barrow. You know, like, it actually seemed at times they were going in second gear last night. But, you know, we experienced it. Well, you were there at West Coast when we had that great year in 91. And, you know, throughout the whole year, you know, barring a couple of hiccups, you know, we were very good, but come grand final day or finals, we didn't perform. So, look, whether they're peaking too early, who knows, we'll wait and see. But I think they've got a great list and a mature list who understands the caper pretty well.
Yeah, I remember those days. I was thinking of exactly that when I was watching the game, because I heard Hartung say how you never worried about getting behind or if they were going to lose because they knew someone would do something. And I was the same, mate. I'd go, five goals down at halftime, who cares? Sumer will do something. Matera, maybe, McKenna, Kemp, Jakovic, Worsfold, someone will do something.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That was a good thing. But we were probably just a little bit immature at times. We were a young side back then, whereas Hawthorn, they've got some mature players running around.
No doubt. Good on you, mate. We wish you all the best against the Tigers today. Should be a great game. And thanks for joining us on the Dead Set Legends.
Thanks, mate.
No worries. Anytime. Thanks.
Mate, Caitlin Bassett, wait, she can play. She's an absolute star, and she's a West Coast Fever player, of course, and an Australian diamond. And on National Netball Day, she joins us on the Dead Set Legends. Hi, Caitlin, how are you?
Good morning, I'm great. You're one of those crazy netball parents, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
You should have seen his face. He was going bright red.
Come on.
That into it.
Admit it, mate. You have to turn your back sometimes because you get so wound up by the game.
I turn the other cheek and just walk away. Walk and watch another. No, it's all good fun, and we love them just getting out there and exercising. Not winning's not important, Caitlin, is it?
No, exactly. That's what National Netball Day is all about. It's about celebrating this great sport. It's about getting out and getting active. And the best thing about netball is anyone can play, you know. I see blokes out there playing mixed netball and having a great time as well.
What were your parents like? Were they like Skeet? Were they screaming from the sidelines?
Yeah, my mum has quite a loud voice. So, I always used to say to her, she uses the wrong tone. She's like, come on! And it's a really angry tone. So I was like, you know, just make it a little bit friendlier. But yeah, they just love the sport. They probably love my teammates more than me, and they're always asking how's Josie going, or how's so-and-so going? So they're a bit of a
netball nerd. Hey, Caitlin, I know about that. One day I got knocked out in footy or stunned, and I was on the ground. It was in a waffle game, and I've come to, and I've opened my eyes, and the first person I saw, and I'm lying in the middle of the ground, was my mum. My mum had run out onto the ground to see if I was all right.
That's embarrassing.
Imagine living there. Hey, listen, I'm going to Matthews after this. That's a wonderful facility there, that indoor centre you've got, the netball centre. Maddie's playing indoors there.
That's five.
Unbelievable.
I know, it's pretty amazing to finally have our own home of netball here in WA. It's been a long time coming, and we get to use the facilities, obviously, to do our weights and all our training there. And for particular, myself and Nat Medhurst, the last couple of weeks, we've been training by ourselves to try and prep for the World Cup, which is coming up, so it's been really important for us.
Yeah, just off the back of that, Seabass, the big one, in August in Sydney, Australia, you must be just primed for that. Such an exciting event to have on your home soil.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a long time coming. I've done the 200-day countdown, I've done the 100-day, I've done the month, and next week I finally get to leave to try and get back-to-back gold medals for Australia. So it's really exciting, and the fact that it's on our home soil is going to make it even better.
Now, do you think you should be an Olympian? We think netball should be an Olympic sport.
I definitely think it should be. I think obviously the thing that holds it back is obviously America and Europe and some of those countries playing. But
that's good. We'll beat them. We'll beat them for a while. That's brilliant.
Yeah, I get so jealous. And I often considering switching sports when I see the basketball girls out there, and I think, you know what? How amazing would it be to compete in Olympics and to get the chance to win an Olympic gold medal? It would mean so much.
Having said that, Caitlin, some of Australia's best moments have been in the Commonwealth Games, where we've won gold. Of course, we've played against the Kiwis. Great rivalry. So, there is at least an avenue there for some representation.
There is, but I feel like sometimes when I was at Comm Games in Glasgow last year, a lot of other sports that get to go compete at the Olympics, they kind of think, oh, well, Comm Games is just a warm-up for us. But, you know, for us, Comm Games is it. It's apart from World Cup, it's the highest competition we get to play at. So we take it very seriously.
Okay, one word. Mark Redding's air yoga today, tonight. What was it like?
Did you pull up all right, Mark?
I had a headache, actually, because I was upside down for too long. And Caitlin's legs, seriously, they touched the roof. It's unbelievable. Greg Hire and myself, we were just put to shame by the big sea bass.
Oh, you know what? It was so funny. Me and Greg stuck around and did a bit of a class. And you're supposed to be quiet, and it's supposed to be about reflecting and meditating. And Greg Hire is making the funniest noises next to me. I've just lost it.
He didn't fart, did he?
And I turned around and he's slowly singing, and it was really funny to watch.